how much you're making doesn't matter. It's who you're becoming. The organization or the actions you're taking every single day is incredibly important, because obviously the more skills you obtain, the more value you can provide and money you can make.
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Grit. I'm Neil Timmons. Hey, I'm excited that you're here today. We've got a great guest, a good friend of mine. He hails from Tennessee. He's been involved in 300 plus wholesales plus fix and flips. He's got 100 plus units that he's got owned. I mean, he hasn't been in this business very long, so it's going to be a really fun story. So Marcus Kurth is here from Tennessee. Marcus, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Yeah, happy to be here. I know we always have good conversations on our mastermind, so yeah, looking forward to this one.
No, I mean, I'm excited. It's good to catch up with you. Now, we were just talking, you know, Tennessee is interesting in the sense that it's broken down to multiple quadrants, probably three, right?
Yeah. So I'd say, you know, you got the West, Middle, and East Tennessee. East Tennessee would be Knoxville. Middle would be Nashville. It's where I live and run our business out of. And then you have Memphis, which is a little bit of a cheaper market. And that's where we predominantly decided to build our portfolio. So yeah, you got it. Three sectors.
It's interesting, just given that you're in all of them and each market is kind of uniquely different in terms of what you might do in the market.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. Before I jump too far into Tennessee in and of itself, just tell me, everybody's got a unique story. How did you even get into this business?
Sure. Yeah, I'm actually from Southern California. Grew up there 24 years, went to school there. And I found myself after college, I was in a cubicle and I was making cold calls for a big corporate company and kind of looking around, and I was with young people and I should have been really enjoying the job. And frankly, I didn't. So I started reading books, found Cash Flow Quadrant by Robert Kiyosaki, found out about real estate and realized and started looking around and saw $1 million homes in California, which didn't cash flow.
Right.
So ultimately, you know, I found a market where a couple of buddies of mine went to join the military as officers, which was Clarksville, Tennessee. Mm. And I quit my job and moved out there in my truck and started flipping houses. And that was about 4 years ago and done well since then. So it's been quite a journey.
4 years ago. That's it.
4 years ago. Four and some change.
And you've been involved at this point, almost 500 different homes, 500 different properties at this point.
Close to, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But tell me, you know, before I get into the business too far, I guess, you know, tell me what that was like early on. What did your first deal look like? How did you even, you know, how do you just pick up, move across the country, and all of a sudden you're like, I'm going to start flipping homes?
Sure. I mean, I guess the short answer is slowly, very slowly. Right? It doesn't happen over time. And everything is a exponential growth curve in business and learning. And the more you learn, the faster you go. So it's kind of like the saying where you're pumping a bucket. At first, you're pumping the bucket and no water comes out. Right. Eventually, you get a couple drops and eventually you get a stream, right? It's kind of where we are now is the stream. But I mean, it's pretty fruitless for the first year. I mean, I was pretty much spinning my wheels and completely driving for dollars. I did a flip and it took me 6 months and I was managing the contractors. They all robbed me left and right. And I made $5,000 in 6 months. You know, I completely was getting my butt kicked. Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, ultimately my first kind of piece of advice is get a mentor. You know, the books and the podcasts are amazing, super motivating, different bits and pieces of stories that you can, you know, take value from. But at the end of the day, having a mentor is one of the most important things. So yeah, slowly first flipped my first house, then got the mentor, started working for him as a sales rep and kind of learned from there and eventually started my own company.
It could have been easy to quit and bow out, especially in those first 6 months. What even kept you going?
Absolutely. 100%. There was times I wanted to quit, but you know, a lot of it was didn't want to go home with my tail between my legs. Yeah. A lot of salt and vinegar with in respect to that, wanting to make it, things like that. And it's ultimately financial freedom was the only thing that I really wanted out of life. I mean, I could go back to that cubicle where the numbers don't make sense, right? Where I'm making maybe $65,000 a year. You get taxed, especially in California,
right?
9% state tax, and you're taking home maybe 15. Like, how do the numbers makes sense to have financial freedom. So to me, it was sink or swim, and there was nothing else that I really wanted. So I was going to keep pushing no matter how little money I make and how long it took.
What's your team structure look like today?
Yeah, our team, we have a disposition agent. I have 4 sales reps underneath me who I train, 2 construction crews, my all-star partner, James, he's in Memphis, and some ancillary partners that we work with, but that's pretty much the core team.
What's a culture like for you guys?
I mean, it's a results-based business. So it's, you know, we come in, everybody's got to bring something to the team. Going back to the company I worked for, I mean, I could have slacked off, or my coworkers could have slacked off, and it wouldn't affect the company whatsoever. But since we're effectively a team, everybody's got to pull their weight. So it's a lot of entrepreneurial work where they're entrepreneurs within our company, able to buy properties from us, and we want them to buy properties so they can continue to excel and build their net worth. Yeah. So I'd say it's very a strong team dynamic, and just kind of helping each other out with the understanding that you have to bring something to the table and that you need to produce results in order to be kind of a part of the team.
Yeah.
So it's a fast-paced environment, but it's rewarding if you can work it.
Yeah. You've got a partner. How did you guys even meet?
Sure. Yeah. So I met James on Instagram, October of 2019. Funny, right?
I was waiting for you to say match.com.
Yeah, right. No.
Partnermatch.com.
Yeah, right.
Real estate, where like, real estate partners connect.
Yeah.
All right. So you found an Instagram, and how were you searching for something? He find you. What happened there?
Yeah, I was searching for someone to help me scale the business. Oh, I knew ultimately that scaling, you know, not being a one man shop is the answer, right?
Right.
Not only for business, but the business in general. So and I was making money, but I was doing all the work.
Right.
So James Jones in Memphis heard him through the grapevine, you know, and he was doing well. He's got a scaled business. I said, hey, like, I'm in Nashville, you're in Memphis, you know, let's partner 50-50. You take half the business, I'll do majority of the work, or you help me with whatever you want to do and teach me how to scale this thing. And you know, now we're a 7-figure company looking to do multiple 7 figures this year. So it worked out. It was a great DM. It ultimately was a great DM.
The most profitable one yet, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
So you guys start by on the buy and hold side? You guys started on the fix and flip side?
We started on fix and flip wholesale. So that was 2020. We got a little office here in Nashville and just built the team, sales guys hitting the phones, the whole 9 yards.
Yep. Got it. We'll be right back in 2 minutes, but first a word from our sponsors. Need more leads? Who doesn't, right? Want access to the vacant home list, absentee owners, tax liens, pre-foreclosures that are all routinely updated? Well, you can get it all in one place. Batchleads.io. Batchleads gives you nationwide property search, nationwide buyer search, comparable home sales, quick filters, and hundreds of prospect filters to allow you to slice and dice it any which way you wish. Batchleads is trusted by some of the nation's top real estate investors. And with plans starting as low as $30 a month, there's a lot of bang for the buck. Batchleads includes unlimited list stacking, so there's never a need to buy another program or figure it out in Excel. They even include discounted skip tracing with every single plan. It's the system my team and I personally use. Use coupon code IMPACT when checking out for 50% off your first month. Batchleads.io, coupon code IMPACT for 50% off your first month.
What's the biggest challenge along the way from start to today?
It's a great question. Obviously, there's so many challenges along the way. For me, the biggest one was learning how to sell and become a salesperson and get on the phones. That's, you know, obviously the gasoline of any business is sales and bringing revenue into the company. Nothing else can exist without revenue and money coming in. And to me, that's sales. So I was uncomfortable on the phone starting off. It was difficult. I didn't want to call people. It's a tough job, right? Especially starting out, but you just continuously do it over time and it becomes second nature.
Yeah.
So that was the hardest hurdle for me was obtaining that skill. And once you have that skill, you can teach it to other people, how they can do it. Now you're scaling a business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's truly just invaluable, but definitely for me, that was the hardest challenge.
Where'd you learn that from? I'm talking the skill, not the intestinal fortitude to make the next phone call, but the skill to actually sell.
Yeah. So after I was made $5,000 on that flip and it took me 6 months, I basically just started selling for a guy who basically helped me build my career. His name's Polly. And I sat in a chair and was hitting the phones. He taught me the sales script. He taught me how to go on appointments with sellers. He taught me the whole nine yards. So ultimately it was working for a mentor before I was able to go off and start my own company.
How long were you with him for?
13 months.
13 months. Yeah. No, that's good. Tell me, if you were to start again, knowing what you know now, what would you do differently?
I'd cut straight to obtaining the skill. Money and salary doesn't matter, in my opinion. How much you're making doesn't matter. It's kind of who you're becoming within the organization, or the actions you're taking every single day is incredibly important, because obviously the more skills you obtain, the more value you can provide and money you can make. So instead of thinking, you know, I thought I was so smart, I was a college graduate, and it's just flipping homes, right? There's nothing to it. I'm going to go out there and kill it in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Right. I completely hit a brick wall. I had no idea what I was doing. Completely different skill set than college, which didn't help me at all, frankly.
Yeah.
And I would just, you know, be a little bit more humble, be a little bit more understanding of the situation, and go straight to the mentor and, you know, work for whatever percent you're going to get. You're not going to make all the profit. You're not going to make all the money, but what you're gaining, what you're becoming as a person is so much more valuable than that. So just go ahead and be humble and find that person and do whatever it takes to get those skills. And don't worry about the money. That's my advice.
What I heard you say is add value. Find somebody you want to be like, really.
Sure.
Who's got a business, who's got something that you really envy and would like to get there. Figure out how to add value to them and plug in somehow, any which way you can.
Absolutely. I mean, it has to be 100% a two-way street. I mean, my Polly and I are really good friends. We still do deals to this day. Yeah, you just add value, because at the end of the day, nobody's going to help you if you're not helping them. It's absolutely got to be a two-way street in business.
Yeah. Talk to me about business today. What do you guys, you know, where are things right now? You got a bunch of rentals, nearly 100 rentals at this point.
Right.
Maybe talk to me about specifically that portfolio. When did you buy your first rental, and where are you guys at today? And what's management of that like for you guys, or maybe specifically for you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a mountain, definitely, but worth it. Attain the goals that I initially set out when I quit my job, which is, you know, financial freedom, which obviously is a certain amount of money per month. So about 18 months ago, I think June, it was in the summer, we bought our first rental, and we scaled from there while simultaneously growing the wholesale business. So in about 18 months, we bought 101 units, did a lot of construction to all of them. James is just a monster of a rehabber, multiple crews in Memphis, just a complete, you know, he's a beast. So he's rehabbing 5-6 houses at once. You know, we're buying, continue to buy, and then we'd refinance. So hard money, short-term debt, and then refinance on a long-term debt, and then fixing them up as we go along. So we just refinanced, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago, our last portfolio of 14, because we had refi in packs.
Do them in chunks.
We refinanced our last 30, on a 30-year debt. So that's all stabilized and ready to rock and roll. So that was definitely a big sprint, but definitely fruitful.
So if you got 101, what's the unit, what's the makeup there? How many single-family homes? What apartments? Yeah. What's that look like, roughly?
So we bought a 6-unit apartment, a 10-unit apartment, a 14-unit apartment, and the rest of them are single family homes with maybe a couple of triplexes and duplexes thrown in the mix.
Got it. A lot of single families then.
A lot of single families.
Yeah. What's been the biggest challenge or learning curve going through, you know, acquiring, you know, just, it's one thing to fix and flip a property. It's another thing to fix it, tenant it, and manage it times 101.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a ton of learning curve to go through there. I think the biggest one is capital structure. So we go off and buy these properties. It needs to be, most people won't loan you 100% of the money.
Right.
They want you to have skin of the game, 10% down. So what you really need to do is have a plan going into this property in order to scale it quickly of where the money is going to come from. So frankly, in my opinion, I wish it would have been better to move a little bit slower, but we ultimately pulled it off. But to obtain a capital structure where you can get 100% financing and go one property at a time is much better, because sometimes we would have to use our wholesale flip business profits to match that 10% that the hard money lenders typically want you to put down.
Yep.
So now we're, you know, taking a little bit of money from this other business, so this one's not as strong, and that's not fair to that business, right? So we want to keep everything separate. So keeping the capital structure intact and 100% financed is the most important thing, in my opinion. And that's kind of the big learning lesson in terms of scaling how to grow a rental portfolio.
How'd you decide what to put in the portfolio on the buy and hold side versus fix and flipper versus wholesale? Or are they completely different assets or coin toss? What is that like?
I'd say that everything in Nashville would be a kind of a revenue-based model, because the properties are maybe 250 to 350,000. So as you know, it's not as good of cash flow.
Yeah.
For a lot of the properties are buying.
When you say revenue-based, you mean now money. So wholesale, fix and flip.
Correct.
It's not getting held. Okay.
Absolutely. We need to make sure everybody's, you know, making money. The sales guys are getting paid.
Yep.
The office is getting paid for. There's profit there in that particular company. And then on the other, alternatively, on the hold side, it's pretty much everything in Memphis. The properties are 100,000 to 200,000. They're cheaper properties just overall.
Yep.
And they rent for a certain amount to where, let's say, just for a quick example, maybe you can cash flow $300 per property in Memphis. You'd only cash flow 150. So obviously our goal is cash flow. So Nashville became the revenue-based model and Memphis became just the cash flow. So pretty much everything in Memphis we held.
Got it. Now this year, you're very heavily focused on the fix and flip and the wholesale business to grow that, probably to stack some cash to then go back in and buy some more rentals.
Absolutely.
What are you doing from an action standpoint that looks a little different from last year in order to grow that business?
Right. So we're heavily investing in people. That's something that we learned the last couple of years. I was doing a lot of helping with the closing of the deals. I was involved with that because we were training guys from the ground up.
Yep.
Now we're investing in salaries. We're paying, you know, much more. We want our guys to each make $100,000 per year. We're really focused on getting the top talent that the market can provide.
Yeah.
And obviously you have to pay for that.
Right.
So we're looking to shrink our team and just have a more valuable team.
Level up.
Absolutely. And in conjunction with that, just the addition of the Novations, which you and I have talked about pretty extensively over the last few months. And so we're adding that to the mix as well. So we're hoping that's going to help us when it's already proven that in just the last month.
Oh, that's great. Higher end properties. You're going to, the idea being that plays out in Nashville and the little higher end stuff in compared to Memphis, for example.
Sure. It's just higher priced properties, higher margins. And we would like to keep, you know, have a small portfolio here in Nashville from an appreciation standpoint, but predominantly, you know, sell as much as we can and keep the wheels turning and make sure our portfolio is stabilized. And then we'll continue to have another round of buying.
Yeah. No, that's great. Tell me about, you know, as you look forward down the line, you know, a year, 2 or 3 years, where's the business headed? Where are you headed?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would love to have this flipping wholesaling business completely automated, stabilized, where, you know, people within the business are making over $100,000. Everybody's fed, everybody's happy. And that doesn't take much of my time.
Yeah.
I'm always going to be continuing to buy real estate, as you know, we both know, for tax purposes, as well as the cash flow and all the other great things that come along with buying real estate. And then I think that's going to take me 1 or 2 years to accomplish. And then I'm looking to buy a multifamily real estate. So 100 units, 150 units. I work with a coach, you know, kind of doing what I suggest to myself, which is don't take the long route, hire a coach immediately when you're looking to get into a new industry, which for me was multifamily real estate. Yeah. So I ended up hiring a coach and we worked together and we analyzed deals. So pegging myself for the next couple of years to make the jump into that when the time presents itself.
We'll be right back in 2 minutes, but first a word from our sponsors. Thinking about adding people to your team now or in the next year? New and experienced investors alike are turning to the definitive book on hiring written by yours truly. It's called Unicorn Hunting for Real Estate Investment Companies. How to easily attract, screen, and land a unicorn. It's the complete hiring funnel. This book is a step-by-step process. It includes the secret sauce for attracting more applicants than you'll ever need, the exact resources to use along with screenshots, so it's easy to follow, how to accurately compensate the role and find candidates who will work for 15 to 30% less than the average wage in your home city. P.S. No, we're not shipping the jobs overseas. How to weed out applicants, including the exact word for word my team uses in our own business. Every single email needed for the entire process, it's all included. The screening tools used when interviewing, when to make the job offer. It's so easy that 90% of the work that goes into unicorn hunting can be done by someone else or a VA. This book retails on Amazon for $49.95. But since you listen here to Real Grit, I want to say thanks. I want to give you a free copy. I just ask that you cover the shipping handling. To get your free copy, along with a few valuable bonuses I have not yet even mentioned, go to www.landa.com.
landaunicorn.com. That's www.landaunicorn.com right now to get your free book. You'd say it's fair to say, you know, wholesale is not the same as fix and flip. Fix and flip is not the same as buy and hold. Buy and hold 2 units or 4 units or 12 units is not the same as buying larger apartments.
Right.
All those things are different.
Sure. Absolutely. And, you know, from on a paper, it kind of seems like it would be relatively similar, right?
Correct.
But you dive into it and you can't believe how what seems like such a small shift is a completely different world and different skill sets. Not to say that there's not some skill sets that transfer across. There absolutely is.
Right.
But jumping between just those small jumps, it's quite amazing when you finally get into it. So if you're going to do that, I guess I would say is, you know, to your listeners is make sure you have time allocated and don't think it's going to be easy because it's going to take time. It's going to take a learning curve. And you want to make sure what you initially built is established before you go ahead and make that jump. Be patient.
Yeah. Build that cash cow, put the processes and procedures in place so it can run like a business, which is what it is, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let's do this. I'm going to move on to final segment, what I call four for impact.
Four for impact.
Your favorite quote, don't wish it was easier, wish you were better. Why is that so impactful for you?
I think it's one of the best sayings out there just because, I mean, it's not going to change. It is what it is.
Yeah.
The competition in the real estate market, the competition in the technology market, the competition in any market, it kind of is what it is. There's nothing that you can necessarily do to change it. But if you can change yourself, then you're prepared for anything. I just think it's so encouraging and positive that, you know, frankly, you can just change yourself and become as successful or not successful as you want to be. It's on you. It really is empowering.
What I like about it is it implies total ownership.
Right.
You know, if you take it further, you wish you were better, it's just become better, right? Take responsibility for it, right?
Sure.
Yeah, no, I love that. What do you think holds most investors back from hitting, you know, their personal next level?
Are these investors that are already in the market or?
Let's say they're in the market and just, you know, I'm going to call it their personal next level, whatever that is. If it means somebody like you going to multifamily or somebody, you know, just, you know, wants to bridge from being a wholesaler to get into fixing and flipping, whatever their personal next level is.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think I've seen this in my own career. It's like you're so excited and you're motivated. You want to, you know, take on the world, so to speak, but it's just be a little bit patient, you know, make sure you're checking a box. And you've accomplished a certain thing in one lane before you jump onto the next one. It's like, okay, maybe I've done 5 or 6 or 10 wholesales. Now I'm ready to fix and flip because, you know, you think that that's going to make you more money. Whereas if you just were patient, ultimately that would be better suited to you. So I think ultimately patience and mastering one thing before you move on to the next, you know, not doing that holds a lot of people back, including myself sometimes.
Yeah. Outside of real estate, what are you most passionate about?
I love traveling, trying to travel once a month, you know, 4-day weekend. We just got back from Mexico with our mastermind, which was an absolute blast. Yeah. Learned a ton, high level people. So worth the time. And it was an amazing time. So traveling, snowboarding, and hanging out with my family. So those are kind of the things that I like to do outside of work.
What's your favorite way to make an impact in the community?
Well, I've kind of been able to learn this skill set of, you know, buying properties and fixing and flipping. So helping others do that, helping my sales guys, looking to help them buy property this year. He's 23 years old. He's, you know, had a job making 30 grand a year last year, but now he's, you know, hopefully going to make 100 grand and own a property. So that makes a small little impact in my world and his world, and going to do that for the next couple of years and hopefully bring it on a bigger scale in the future.
It's cool to be able to make deep personal impact in people's lives like that. 100%. You bring them under your wing. Yeah. Cool. Hey, if people want to follow you, connect with you, how can they do that? Where can they find you?
Yeah, I think Instagram's the best for me. Shoot me a DM. My tag name is Marcus_realestateINV. And yeah, just shoot me a DM. Happy to jump on a call or answer any DMs and help in any way I can.
Cool. We'll make sure we get that linked in here in the show notes. Listen, Marcus, I really appreciate you coming on and talking. It's a unique story, especially in under 4 years. You've been involved in hundreds and hundreds of homes. You got 101 under your belt and units owned. That is wildly impressive. And I think it speaks to, you said it a couple of times, I don't know if you give yourself enough credit, because in order to get there, it had to require patience and laser-like focus. Otherwise, it'd be a tough time to get as far as you've gotten in the short period of time. So it's wildly impressive.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks a ton. And we'll make sure we put the connection with you for Instagram in the show notes for anybody. So for everybody here at Real Grit, I'm Neil Timmons reminding you that real estate requires real grit. I'll see you next time.
If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it. But let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide, which includes the top 5 must answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com. I'll see you in the next episode.